KSL at Night.
And you're back with us on KSL at Night alongside Leah Murray. I'm your host, Greg Skordis. And Leah, on Wednesday's show, we were happy to have a guest who we've invited back to talk to us about Alzheimer's. And it's a disease I don't know that any of us have been able to avoid having someone we love or care about have to suffer through that. And we think, especially those of us that are aging and just sort of wondering, you know, is it going to happen to me? You know, what can I do to avoid it? What kind of things should I be looking out for? And we had Jeremy Cunningham, Public Policy Director for the Alzheimer's Association, join us the other night. But I feel like we didn't get into the weeds as much as we need to. So we invited you back, Jeremy. Thank you for coming and joining us again.
Thank you so much. I think I'm pretty good at getting in the weeds. So
you were, and I thought it was great. But so let's back up a little bit and talk to our listeners again about, let's start with the good news, the progress that's being made and some of the things that are going on. And you also mentioned a facility right here in Utah.
I did. I did mention a facility here in Utah. It is the Alzheimer's Research Center at Utah State University. And what really makes that program unique is its community outreach, meaning they have extension programs throughout the entire state. It's a land-grant school, and it reaches across the entire state. And so, you know, in the future, we're going to be able to do a simple cognitive test at these schools throughout the state, and that's going to be great.
So can we talk about, first of all, like why right there do we need to have a simple cognitive test? So back up, that begs the question, like, what problem is it that you're solving there that we can have access to testing that is necessary?
Well, access to testing should be done every year. If you're 60 years or over, or if you have it in your family, if you have a history of it, and you're in your 50s, you know, if you're noticing some cognitive decline issues, you should go get tested. Every doctor can get paid for basic cognitive testing. It's something that they can bill for, both Medicare and Medicaid and all insurances. So it should be part of your annual wellness visit.
Okay. And so the idea is, what I'm hearing you say is maybe not everyone is tracking that, right, Jeremy? So
correct.
The case,
yeah.
And talk to us about why that's a problem.
Well, I think it's a problem because 50% of the people living with Alzheimer's today aren't identified, meaning in the past we've had doctors say, well, there's no cure, there's no hope. And actually, there might not be a cure today, but there's a treatment today. We have treatments available. And
talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah.
What is available?
So there right now, there are one medication and another one coming out fairly soon, that these medications attack the plaque buildup, the amyloid plaque on the brain. And so it will slow down the progression. And in some cases, it has stopped the disease process in its tracks. These drugs are only going to get better and better. You know, this is a therapy where someone goes in and receives the treatment like a chemotherapy or an IV type of drug.
Yeah. All right. So talk to me about that, right? So you said if you're in your 50s, definitely in your 60s, if it's in your family, my goodness, all the risk factors that we talk about when you're like testing for other things, right? Like people go in for early preventative exams based on their family history. That sounds very familiar to me. Are there other groups? Does that make sense, Jeremy? Like, is it the case that you are kind of higher risk if you are, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah. There are other groups.
Yeah.
There are both. We can look at individuals that are diabetic. We can look at people that are morbidly obese, high blood pressure. But looking at diverse populations, now that's something really interesting. And looking at our rural communities across the nation, that's another segment that is really fascinating, to see higher numbers in rural communities. And partially because they don't have access to good medical care. But let's talk about diverse populations. If you're African American, you're 2 times more likely to get it. if you
are... To contract Alzheimer's.
To contract Alzheimer's or some form of dementia.
Really?
But Alzheimer's is the leading dementia in the country. So then if you're Latin, you're 1.5 times more likely. If you're Native American, you're 1.5 times more likely. And so we're looking at that. And it's only through the research that we have that data. And it's important that people go in when they're noticing signs and make it part of their annual checkup. Part of this last year, what we've done with the Utah legislature is, and we talked about this when I was on last, is that we've got a Alzheimer's community outreach campaign happening across the state of Arizona, or excuse me, Arizona, across the state of Utah.
Right.
And hopefully in Arizona too.
Well,
right,
hopefully
Jeremy?
In Arizona too. There's a lot of rural communities in Arizona, yeah. But I'm going to focus on Utah.
Thank you.
And so, you know, getting good medical care, getting a good diagnostic checkup is so very important.
And I also like, to me, it's about the individual, right? So I go in, I check for my cognitive decline, and if there are moves that I can make, the things that I can do to help prevent it, I would learn.
Right. We know that there are risk reductions, right? One of the simplest, getting a full 8 hours of sleep a night, getting good sleep, eating well. You know, people say, well, what should I be eating? Well, we look at a Mediterranean diet or look at a heart healthy diet and exercise. The other thing that we can do as we're aging is to stay social. Stay socially engaged. Keep your mind active.
I know that a lot of times, Jeremy, when especially the older we get, our doctors will give us certain tests like, let's face it, you get a colonoscopy, you do certain things. Are we going to get the medical community to where they are doing these cognitive tests just as a matter of course? Or do we have to go to them and say, hey, I forgot where my shoes were this morning? And you know what I mean? I forgot my dog's name.
And I think that's the direction that the country is going because of the boomers, because we have an aging population. I think the last time we spoke, we talked about Utah having one of the oldest populations in the nation and one of the youngest. Mm-hmm. And so we are starting to see doctors and medical facilities starting to take a stronger interest in aging. But we need more geriatric physicians, and we need to educate the physicians that we have. It's everyone's responsibility to go in and ask for that cognitive testing. And doctors are happy to do it. It takes just a few minutes, a simple thing. And if there's a concern, then you can get a referral to see a neurologist or talk with your doctor and find out the best plan of action for you.
Yeah, and what I also like too is the more of us who go in and get tested, the pool for the research gets bigger. Does that make sense?
That's
right. If it is the case that half of us maybe have dementia and we're not diagnosed with it, we don't know what works.
Exactly. You know, we know that 75% of all those living with Alzheimer's today are women. This is a women's health crisis.
Sure.
And then as we talked this last week, we know that 2/3 of all caregivers are women. And so they have a greater chance of dying before someone with Alzheimer's just because of caregiving and the stress. So it's a multifaceted approach that we have to take.
Jeremy, thank you for joining us again twice in 1 week. And really very educational. And thank you. Our listeners really appreciate this.
Thank you so much.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about something near and dear to my friend Leah, and that is Taylor Swift.